Melina Riker stood in silence as the line of attendees passed by with whispered words of encouragement and condolence. She pressed a fist to her mouth to keep the scream from escaping and fought the urge to cover her ears. "My life is over. How am I to survive? Why should I? I don't care what others say. Their words are empty, meaningless. I want it to be over. I've no reason to live anymore. I wish these people would just shut up and leave me alone. I can't do this. I want to go home." Pictures flashed through her head. The kids, grandbabies, parents, and siblings. All those reasons to hang on. "So much to do, so many decisions to make. Lord, give me strength." The cold mahogany casket housing her husband's body mocked the faith she'd clung to throughout his brief, devastating illness. She heard Satan snicker. Melina swallowed the hot surge of bile in her throat. "Mom." Her son's voice and his hand on her waist pulled her into the moment.
"It's time to go."
Melina shook her head and placed trembling fingers over her lips. Tears filled her eyes, spilled over. "I can't." John Jr. took her hands and pulled her into a hug.
"We have to, Mom. People are already gathering at the house."
"Tell them to go somewhere else." She raised wide eyes to his. Panic sluiced through her. "I can't do this, John. I don't want to." Her knees threatened to buckle. She clung to her son, rubbing a palm over her chest. "It hurts." He wrapped his arms around her, buried his face in her hair, and swallowed hard.
"I know, Mom. I know."
He mumbled, his tone grief-stricken and raw.
"But we have to do our best. Dad would expect that. One day at a time. Come on now."
Melina surrendered as her daughter stepped up beside her, placed an arm around her waist, and aided John in leading her out of the mausoleum and into the waiting car. Hours later, she sat alone in the house, where she'd shared most of her life and all of her heart, with her husband, her friend, her lover. The father of her children. Panic rose. She stumbled to the sink and threw up every crumb she'd choked down that day. "Oh God, what am I going to do?" For the first time in her long walk of faith, she feared God had forsaken her. She splashed cold water on her face and neck, grabbed the dish towel, and patted herself dry. A memory rose of the many times she had chided John for wiping his face with her clean dish towel. "I'm sorry for all the petty grievances, John. I'll never nag you again. Just come back." She didn't resist when her knees crumpled, but sprawled out on the kitchen floor, buried her face in the cloth, and wept. Melina awoke in a tangle of sheets and sweat. Sun streamed through her window. Birds chirped. The sights and sounds of life all around did little to revive her spirit. On automatic pilot, her body demanded coffee, so she stumbled into the kitchen, rinsed the burned-on, day-old liquid from the pot, and measured out grounds. Pain throbbed through her when she realized there was no need to make a full one. Her hand trembled. Water dribbled onto the counter. She bit the inside of her cheek to keep from crying out, dumped the coffee grounds back into the canister, and started over. She pressed the on button and stared out the window. "How can everything appear so normal when my whole world has fallen apart?" When the coffee finished brewing, she poured herself a cup and sat at the table. The phone rang. Caller ID showed her employer's number.